Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good
How's
morning.
How's it going today?
That's leaning towards the voice from a Princess Bride, but not really. Yeah.
Marriage.
He never sang.
Marriage.
Oscar, is everything all right? Are you okay? You seem a little logy and a little. I mean, I just want to make sure you're all right. I only base it on the first few moments of seeing you, and I want to make sure everything's all right.
Well, everything all right? I feel.
Said you were upset at something.
I was mad at my parents, but who is mad at their parents?
Well, I love my parents.
Yeah.
I thought you were. I can't be mad at mine because they're gone.
Maybe that's the reason to be mad at them.
Yes.
Abandonment issues.
I'd give anything to be mad at them. I'd give anything to have that moment of anger.
What a lucky man you are to have parents to be mad at.
Yes, how lucky you are.
Would you like to adopt two elderly foreigners?
No, yours I would not. I wouldn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. I think that would be a handful.
And
that
also he's mad at Mac.
I'm mad at
that's,
Mac.
Well, that's what I. That's why I brought it up.
That's what I'm most that. Pleased about.
Right before the show, you said you were you came in and you were kind of you were look. I had stuff to do, so you being late didn't matter to me this morning. But you came in and then you were kind of like meh, 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 and you were eating your food and you're just sitting there.
How was he?
He was meh, meh, meh.
That's so dead on.
Isn't that right?
It really is.
I mean, there are days he comes in when he's like, bee, bee, bee. And then I said, what's up? Because I noticed it. It was, and then it's not always noticeable. And I said, what's up? And you said, I'm mad at my Mac. And then it turned out to be you're mad at your Mac.
Macintosh.
And then there was the oddest quote of all. What are you doing? I'm trying to mother F Mac.
Yes.
And and that is really weird.
Did you stay up late playing video games last night?
I was up till midnight, Mike, which isn't late.
That's not late.
That's not late at all.
I give you applause for that, you know?
Mac was
now, after midnight. That's bad.
Mac was up till 11 o'clock. And you know why Mac was up till 11 o'clock and not midnight?
Why?
Because he said he had to go to bed so he could come into work today.
Oh, so he's not here today.
He made this big grandiose statement.
Supposed to be here.
That he was going to have to wake up early and drive into the Mike O'Mara Show. And mind you, we have like seven other people or six other people playing with us.
Yes.
So they hear this. They're listeners of the show.
He loves dropping that. They're his like, association with the big dog.
Mac's so dedicated. He's leaving the game after we asked him for one more online first-person shooter game. And he said no.
We got midnight with you. We got 11 o'clock with Mac. Would anybody like to guess what time the O'Mara household was awakened by? That's the little guy on his door. 3:15 But my sainted wife, I don't know what I really don't know what she does. And maybe it's because he's getting older.
I don't know what Carrie does either.
She waltzes into the room and I hear, and then she comes back to bed, silence. We drift right back to sleep.
A little rum on the gums.
And then at 5 o'clock, 5:50, about 10 of 6, he's in the room, and then it's official. We're getting up. And
the
then
day
I
has
got
begun,
up,
yeah.
I got up with him, and I allowed Mrs. O'Mara to have 7 o'clock this morning, which is sleeping in for her.
Mm-hmm.
And the day began, and la, 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 and no migraines, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
so,
a lot of people don't know you battled one yesterday. You did a great job.
I went to the doctor yesterday afternoon. I said, why am I getting migraines? I said, am I bleeding on the brain because of all this stuff? He said, well, we'll give you a CAT scan to find out if that's true or not. He's kind of a matter-of-fact guy. He said, no, the cortisone shot could be causing
that. Oh, okay. Oh. Like it's sort of weird interaction.
It's I might as well have a permanent handler to, because that's who I was on the phone with prior to, going on the show. Just taking care of appointments and getting everything done. But I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done. So everything's
Mike, you're making
right
your health a priority.
I am so. You have no. I'm just going to say this now. I am normally not a positive, optimistic person. But I'm telling you, I have this in my mind all the time. When everything is fixed,
yes,
ultimately, and it's not a lot, when you really add it up, it's basically one bad hip. And
yeah,
getting through that without any issues, when that's done, I'm going to be Dancing Charlie. I'm going to be Dancing Charlie all over the world. Because the left one, I will tell you, with all the crap I went through, the left one is officially bionic now.
Yeah.
The left one is just like, there's no issue with the left one at all. It's the right one that's going, bee, 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 bee.
And the left one was originally the one that was the problematic one, right?
Yeah.
So you fixed the worst one, and now the one that's left is still a problem. But you are really, really within firing range of getting everything right.
I am so excited.
Yeah, you should be.
When do you think the next surgery is going to happen?
I don't know, and I'm trying to get clarity on that.
Yeah, let's do it after New Orleans. Because if you go paddles on the table, it's just going to be Rob and I standing up there.
You know, that I will take that under advisement.
Just a thought.
And thank you for your sincere concern. For
I think it'd be nice.
I appreciate that.
We almost did that in Reno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paddles on the table.
That's right. Let's wheel them out.
No, we're going to play ping pong up there.
So what is the deal with Mac, though? That's not, you know, we
You know what? I would love to give him a call. To see where he is. Yeah, I think that would be valid because of the fact is he's scheduled for today. That's one thing.
May I open the call when he answers?
Oh, I wish you would. But the magic of it is,
by the way, you guys pick it up right after I say what I have to say.
Okay.
All right?
The thing is that he is scheduled today and he's scheduled to be here prior to 9:00, but that's not always been a thing with him. The thing that troubles me is that he bailed on a game. Because he had to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
This is what
he did. Oscar's mad at.
He said, guys, I have to work tomorrow, which is basically like...
For the first time ever.
I said, Mac, don't you work with me tomorrow? Don't you come into the studio? He goes, yes, but I can't just stay up all night like you can. I need my rest. And I said, well...
What?! Oh, so now you got the bone to pick right there. Now you got the bone.
I have never in my life met a more low energy person when they're at their very best than him. So I'm very curious to know. I hope nothing's wrong with Mac.
Hey, may I tell a quickie story?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we sold a treadmill that that we brought from the big house that we didn't have room for, that was in the garage. We sold it to one of the guys that works down here.
Right.
And we did, and with the understanding that he would pay us in about 6 months, and we were really loosey-goosey with him, but he said he'd pay us in January, and then he didn't pay us. And then he said today, say, I'm going to get my thing back in about 12 weeks, 16, and then I walked up, and I basically said to him, you know, we really let you have the 6 months and stuff like that. And
no financing.
We sold it to you at a fraction of what it's worth, and you know, you do that. And so we went back and forth. And I was kind of heavy about it, and then it got a little uncomfortable, and then I went back and saw him once again.
Got a
and
baseball bat.
Saw him, and no, he it was really we kind of had words, and then when I talked to him again, he said, "I'll have that money for you today. I'm going to sell some of my guns."
Wow.
Carlos said, "Was that a threat?" I said, "No, it wasn't a threat. It was like the way people are down here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You just got to be
buy, sell. Did he lose the weight with the treadmill?"
He looked good. He looked really good. Yeah,
sure.
He looked,
he's getting his
really,
ROI.
Really good. No, but I was saying I felt like I was getting played, which I did. And so I wanted to be honest with him about it. And then, you know.
But to be fair, it was a tough setup because he had to measure 50 yards from the treadmill to the targets.
He also said, I'm going to sell one of the guns, I like the one I got here. And he kind of pointed to his hip. And so,
Did that.
Yeah, well, they carry him in case they're critters down here.
Well, you know, also, didn't some guys save a state trooper in Florida just recently? I saw him on the news.
Yeah, the guy, a regular citizen that had a gun, actually shot the man that was on top of the state.
Attacking him, and
beating him and looking like he was going to kill him. And
pop,
right on the corkscrew exit, Route 75, pop, like that. But down here, to be honest with you, down here, you never know. I mean, you could just say, hey, good morning, how are you? Whoa, didn't know you were that upset with me.
Alligator Alley.
Yeah.
All right, everything's fine. But anyway, let's call Mac.
Yes. Speaking of played, Mac played me, basically insinuated that I wasn't going to make it to work because I was staying up late, and he's not even here.
Let me do my Mac impression again. I got to turn the microphone up. I am... seem to have slept in. Seems like every day we're doing him on the show.
Well, he's getting a lot of run, and I hate that.
Yeah. He had a busy morning.
We're calling him, yes.
There we go. Here we go. All right. I get the first word.
Okay, he's probably not going to answer, though, because it's Mac.
He might.
Hello.
Oh.
Mac! All right, take it away, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Rob.
What day is today?
It's Thursday.
And what hold it? No. Just answer the questions. What happens on Thursday?
I'm going to be on the show.
What?
He's got to host a show. This is what I have to deal with. Oh, hey, Mac, it's your buddy Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Oscar Santana, hashtag 17777.
And Mac, this is Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Mike, you're going to be on the show.
Hi, how are you? Hey, Mac, how's it going today?
Not great, to be honest.
Yeah? Okay.
I am on my way right now.
Awesome.
Oh, you're on your way. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Hey, lucky for you.
Yeah.
Lucky for you, we're recording two shows, so you'll have a chance to be on the show.
Oh, wonderful.
That's good for the listeners. Good for you.
Hey, Mac.
Good for everybody.
Quick question. You remember hanging out last night, right? Online?
I do.
Do you remember the grandiose statement you made as you logged off early and said that you had to get your rest because you were basically insinuating you're more responsible than I was because you had a big show the next day that you had to get to?
Yeah, I was kind of venting there. It was not a happy night.
It seemed happy when we were on for 3 hours straight together, and you didn't complain. You were eating your snacks. You went.
What was
water.
Unhappy? What was unhappy? Was it something when you weren't gaming that was unhappy?
No, it was when I was gaming. That's.
Oh.
What constantly. Did you run out of Skittles?
What did you not enjoy the gaming?
The gaming was not fun. It stopped being fun.
But now, why did the gaming? This is great. The gaming. Why did the gaming stop being fun?
Because of the ridicule from Oscar and Todd.
Oh no. That sucks. I don't approve of that either. So they've reached into one of your greatest joys and they're screwing it up for you?
Yeah, it feels that way, yes.
Yeah.
Now that's, you know, maybe they need to, Oscar Santana, maybe you need to back off my boy Mac here a little bit when he's doing what he loves to do. What happened
Mac,
there? Why? Are you picking on him? Don't pick on
hey,
him.
Hey, you know
don't
it's a great
bully.
Online
that's
game.
Bullying.
A great online game. I read about it in PC Weekly. It's called Thicken Your Skin 4.
Now stop. Will you stop? Mac, I'm on your side here.
Mac,
I'm on your side.
Look, you're probably right. We actually had a big conversation when you logged off so rudely. And basically told us to go jump in a lake.
I do regret saying that.
Yes, last night.
I was venting on my way out.
Yeah, that's a good vent.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
You said you're cool.
I don't like the
you're
fact
cool,
that Todd
cool,
and Oscar,
you,
the two elder statesmen, I don't like the fact that they're picking on my boy Mac. I don't like that.
It's okay, Mac, because we have a solution. We actually, and I wanted to tell you on the program today, but since you're not here and all, I have to tell you over the phone. We voted after you left if we still wanted to play with you, and I'm collectively, and when I say we, it's me, it's Todd, and all our friends. We don't want to play with you anymore. So
why? Now that's terrible. That's not
so
nice.
So that solves two problems.
It really does.
Is he too good, Mac? Are you too good for Todd and Oscar? Is that what it is?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah.
As far as a gamer, your skill level is
just,
too. Yeah.
Let me
go ahead.
Put this out there. There's a skill ranking within the game.
Right.
So it's like bronze, silver, platinum, or gold, platinum, grandmaster. I'm currently ranked platinum. Todd, he's currently ranked bronze.
Bronze. Mm. Todd is just bronze.
Yeah. Todd is bronze right now.
Now let me ask you this.
Hold
if
on,
you
wait, 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 Rob, hold on. What is Oscar? What is Oscar?
He's unranked. He's not
I'm unranked. I'm
just
I'm
a beginner.
Course. He's
a
new. Of course. No, of course. That's him. The thief in the night is unranked. He just waltzes in and waltzes out. In the shadows. There you go.
Now, I understand your venting, and I understand your frustration with being too good to play with Oscar and too good to play with Todd. But let me ask
level,
you this.
Skill level he's talking
are
about.
Are you too good to call when you're going to be an hour late for work?
No, I want to stay on the gaming thing. Stop picking. You are the worst. You are the worst intern bully of any
wonder
intern
how
bully
come
because you were bullied.
That's right, I was.
But look how it ended up. Look how it ended up for you. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, you're still you're still yelling at me.
Mac, you see, Mac, you should learn something. You should learn something there, Mac. Everybody still gets it.
That's
right.
Right. It's true.
And by the way, have you heard Rob yell at me? Yes, you have.
Yes.
I still get it. We all get it, Mac. But I'm interested in this skill level thing. Are you, and be honest with me here, are you humoring Todd and Oscar by playing this Warcraft or whatever
Overwatch.
The hell it is? Overwatch. Are you humoring them by playing with them?
No, I honestly wanted to play with them and have fun with it, but there was a couple points where I would mention something of higher skill level, and then they would just
mock you.
Say I was bloviating and just.
So you would say
it.
Something that a true gamer would consider valuable to the game, and they just poo-pooed it.
Yeah.
That sucks. I'm with you 100% on that.
Is this really Mac?
I'm complete.
I want an example.
Yeah.
What did you say that was so brilliant, Einstein?
It'll be hard for you to get it, but in the game.
Okay. Speak slowly and clearly. I'll try my best.
There are team compositions within the game. You have a tank, you have a healer, and you have a damage. Typically, the team makeup you want is two healers.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm in your corner on this, but unfortunately, I have a show to run, and I can't have people summarily bailing out of this.
This segment needs two healers.
But Mac, can I say something to you, Mac? Can I say this?
Yes.
You are officially, even before this conversation is over, you are officially, and I mean this, you are my number one seed. In my opinion, you are the best intern for content that we have had. And by the way, you have passed a man by the name of Robert Ford.
Yes.
And Robert Ford.
He's a rich tapestry.
Robert Ford brings a lot to the table, but Mac, it seems like every day now you're doing something to make it onto the show. And for that, I'm grateful. But it doesn't mean you don't get your ass into work on time. Do you understand?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Understand. And I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Thank you very much.
That's a lie.
Show will be over in 10 minutes.
That's such a lie.
Yeah, okay.
I am currently just about to enter the over the key bridge.
Well said.
Okay. Attaboy. Goodbye. Thanks, Mac. We'll see you when you get here.
See what I got to deal with?
Yeah. You need two healers.
Two healers.
And a tank.
Mike, we just want to play, and the guy's bringing out charts and blueprints.
Don't you pick on him too much. Hey, I want that boy treated with kid gloves.
Yeah. Otherwise, he's going to do a first-person shooter in this studio.
Oh, God, I love the land of nerds. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Strand, I need your approval on these. Strand, you don't usually drink before the show.
This is Irish coffee.
Come on. There's no coffee in there. There's no whipped cream. It's not Irish whiskey. It's scotch.
Well, that's the last time I'll ever get a recipe from that bartender.
Why are you drinking?
This is medicinal. I think my glands are swollen. It's probably nothing. I was with my grandson the other day, and he has the mumps, and I never had them. And you know what can happen when a grown man gets the mumps? I mean, it can affect his ability. I mean, he can become...
Yeah, right.
I mean, he can still...
Yeah, I know.
How do you know?
Reader's Digest. You know, you really want to see a doctor?
Yeah, well, I made an appointment, but now I'm not sure I really want to go. They got this new guy filling in for my regular doctor.
So what's the difference?
Well, my old doctor knows me. Took me 20 years to break him in. He doesn't tell me to lose weight. He doesn't tell me to exercise. He doesn't tell me to cut down on my drinking. He's a good doctor.
Mr. Grant, come on, none of that matters. You really have to go to a doctor. Because if a man gets the mumps, you know, he can become...
I know.
...very much.
I know.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Ooh,
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. We're online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by Texture. I love me the magazines, yes. And there really is no better way for you to get magazine content than with Texture. Texture gets you all of them. Vanity Fair, Sports Illustrated, National Geographic, more than 200 magazines for you. They have totally reimagined magazines because they put them on your phone or your iPad.
Love it on the tablet.
That's the way to do it.
So yeah, great.
We don't mention very often that on the tablet, visually, magazines pop even more.
Yes.
Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you will get a 14-day free trial. It's unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Plus, Texture was selected as one of Apple's 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. One of the top iPad apps from Apple,
yep.
And that is no small accomplishment. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. Saliva in mouth swallow.
Well, it's such a great thing. It makes your mouth water.
At the top of the show today, we'll get to our mailbag in the third segment today, because we're running horribly Mac late. I have to say,
you know, if we were just a little later, he'd actually be on time.
It would work out that way.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, once again, I surprised myself. Someone who was not world famous, and then somebody that was. Tom Gavin, not world famous.
Right.
Surprised at how it affected so many people. Mary Tyler Moore, not surprising that it's affected a lot of people, because I remember as a kid growing up. And the only television show that I completely shared with my sister and my mom was the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It was absolutely must viewing,
yep.
With the family. And I was going back and I was thinking about a celebrity like Mary Tyler Moore. And here's what makes this particularly sad for me today. We don't have the volume of stars like Mary Tyler Moore that we used to have. And,
right.
You know, when the first George W. Bush, George H.W., talked about a kinder, gentler world, that was back in the day where you had a multitude of these kind of family-friendly stars that also were brilliantly funny. Everybody talks about Betty White right now.
Yep.
Betty White, she arrived. That's where she arrived on the Mary Tyler,
yep.
Moore Show as Sue Ann, right?
That
was the character.
Oversexed, and the happy homemaker.
You had these brilliant characters that were so... They weren't super edgy, but they were just completely funny. They were funny. Ted Baxter, Ted Knight.
Oh, the
you
best.
Had Lou, you had Lou Grant. You had these icons.
Even Gavin McLeod as Murray, yeah. Slaughter, who is very vanilla, but you know
went
what?
On to be the Love Boat captain.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He definitely took a big step backwards.
Captain,
yeah.
Steuben?
Yeah, it was Steuben.
Yes, Captain Steuben.
But his rivalry and his wordplay with Ted were perfect compliments.
It
and
was
the way
such
the show was constructed.
Show. It and was you, such a great show.
And you know
it
what the thing about show. That? The fact that she was a part of that and produced that and created that, and because of that, there was also Rhoda and Phyllis and all the other, and Lou Grant, which was a spinoff. But you know, she was part of two of the greatest TV shows, yeah. of all time.
Before that, you had the Dick Van Dyke,
yes,
Show.
Yes, which is another perfect sitcom.
And what people don't remember, probably my father's era back in the day when that show was on, Mary Tyler Moore was the POA.
Oh, my
POA.
God.
She
still
was
to
the
this
one,
day.
Everybody looked at her. You know, she had that beautiful, live dancer's body.
Mm-hmm.
And she was funny in that, in a completely... Man. Unique, just a completely unique way.
Let me defend myself. What
are you snarking at, you soulless
somewhere,
cad?
Somewhere between the cancer sticks, he found a reason to find fault with me, so allow me to defend. What All I'm right. saying is if you were to watch clips of her dancing to this day, you would still find them sexy if you could see them through the
smoke. Well, can I be honest with you? When we're talking about the sexy woman, I kind of side with Pony here when you're talking about to this day. You know, I mean, when an 80-year-old woman is
I'm not saying when she's 80.
Yeah.
I'm the saying, older footage.
Yeah, I'm saying looking at the old footage.
The legs, man. The legs. Her outfit was kind of like she wore these tights. These capri pants.
Yeah.
I did some research on my own because I didn't know enough about Mary Tyler Moore.
You're out of the generation.
I didn't even know what the show was about. And
You were just out of the generation. You were well out of the generation.
But I did my homework and I said, whoa, like she was striking back then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You know, the thing is, I will occasionally, once in a while, I'll put on an old All in the Family episode, and they still make me laugh. I am not sure. I think, because I haven't done it, I'm pretty sure you could put on an old Mary Tyler Moore show, and it would hold up because the funny has nothing to do
with the time. Through a lot of clips yesterday, and it really does hold up. Now, All in the Family is a wonderful capture of that era and what was striking and funny 70s. At the time, but it's more time capsule stuff than timeless. But and the Mary Tyler Moore show, because the themes are so universal and unchanging.
It's a TV newsroom. That hasn't changed.
Also, that's what it is. It was part of what was like the sexual revolution,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Where you actually had
a female TV producer.
And I did not realize the impact that the show had on females in broadcasting at the time.
Oh, absolutely. And TV and going forward. But she was somebody that... You don't have it nearly as much as we used to. We've got a lot of stars, don't get me wrong. We've got a lot of people, but there is not that kind of, I hate to use the word because I don't use it for this show.
All right.
She was wholesome, but still hysterically funny. She was vanilla, yet edgy. Mm-hmm. She was the all-American girl next door, yet she had the sexy going on, and she had the funny going on, and the comedy timing, which you can't teach anybody. And then I think it was pretty well documented that she battled very serious diabetic issues for most of her adult life. Mm-hmm. And I just was sitting there going, you know, it's funny when celebrities pass away because you suddenly go into full nostalgia mode, and God, did it seem like we did it a lot in 2016, and I really hope we don't have to do it a lot in 2017. But maybe it's the, you know,
I think
time
this
of,
is the time. This is they're all getting older. Time.
Well, it is.
They're
we're about
starting to pop off.
We're about 50 years past when we really started to lock into celebrities because of television and the revolutionary media. So they're all getting older. And you're right, Mike. The same reason that we had the beloved stars then is the reason we don't have them now. We are so intimately familiar with their personal life.
I guess everyone's they're all getting into their 80s now, right?
But
I
mean, also because of with the TMZ and everything, we're seeing the warts and all.
I don't want to see them old for some reason.
No.
I remember them young, I don't want to see them. We're all getting older. Right. But if
like Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes.
That's so brilliant you said that because when you said that, that applies to Mary Tyler Moore for me more than anybody. I don't want to see old pictures of her.
No.
I didn't like seeing old pictures of her. I like to remember her as the Mary Tyler Moore
in her
show,
prime.
Even about the Dick Van Dyke show. But just so much. The thing about it is you could sit down, watch that with the whole family. You really could. I'm not making – this is not a cliche line of discussion. You could watch that and laugh your ass off because the characters – I mean, they were simple, silly characters. The gruff newsman, Lou Grant. The idiot anchorman, Ted Baxter. The bitch on wheels, Betty White, who killed you with the passive-aggressive kindness. I mean, she wrote the book. She created a character that keeps her beloved to the day. That shtick that she does now at what, 95?
Yep.
Isn't that what she is?
Pretty much.
That shtick continues to this day that she still gets away with making the sweet comment. That character, she wrote it, she owned it, and that was a spinoff of the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Oscar, absolutely if you're brilliant. Not familiar with Mary Tyler Moore, if you watch one episode and the entire episode is on YouTube, it's called Chuckles Bites the Dust. And it should be maybe... It
the
is
clown.
It is. Yeah, it's about the clown that worked at the TV station.
They had a
station.
Local TV station clown. Yeah, just
but
perfect.
The whole construction of the episode is so perfect because the first 20 minutes is Mary being mad at everyone making jokes at the passing of a clown.
Yeah,
because he was dressed as a peanut and he was crushed by an elephant in a parade, and they all make jokes about it.
Hey, now, just think of that writing. That's great.
But
that's
she's holier than thou, and you shouldn't be doing this as a great man. The last 10 minutes, they're at his funeral. Everyone is respectful, but then she starts laughing. And what is so amazing about it...
Did you watch it recently?
I watched the whole episode last night. What's so amazing about it is by the time you get to the payoff of the episode, you're laughing because of what she's about to do, not what she's doing. It is the scene is set so well that when she starts to crack up at the funeral, you'll have tears in your eyes from laughter. So please take 24 minutes and watch it because it's one of my favorite episodes ever.
You know, a lot of people, TV's had a tremendous renaissance.
Yeah.
The quality of production values on TV today, in many cases, television shows are much better than cinema.
Sure.
And much better than feature films. But back in the day, as far as we were concerned, you know, there weren't as many networks. You didn't have as many choices. So to be on CBS, you know, one of the major nights, you would sit down and everybody would be watching collectively.
Appointment television.
Yeah. Everybody's watching the same thing. I don't think that's ever going to happen again. I think
no, outside of live, outside of live events like sporting events, and that is
Super Bowl and all that.
That's the only thing that it exists. But appointment television. I mean, when they start releasing entire seasons at once of the most important shows that are, you know, and they go to Netflix, say all 13 episodes are up, and everyone's watching them in 2 days. On their own schedule, it doesn't exist anymore.
She had a tragic personal life. She had issues that she had. You know, she had divorces. She had all that
her
stuff.
Her son passed away.
Yeah, her son.
Alcoholism as well.
You know, was terrible, and she battled that. But with all the stuff, what we saw, and I hate to qualify it, but what we did see was a classy star.
Yep.
A star that gave you what you wanted, which was that all-American kind of vibe every time she'd be on television, and a truly legendary television personality. And so safe travels to Mary Tyler Moore. We'll have the details in the news you may not need. And I know Rob will have some clips of that great show, and you might have motivated me to watch that Chuckles the Clown episode.
When she starts to stifle the laughter, you will die. It's the greatest.
We will take a break, and we will finally get to our mailbag.
Yay!
Oscar's favorite part of the show right now when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Throughout history, great men and women have had a little extra. Extra personality. Extra spunk.
I hate spunk!
And even extra hilarity. They've even had, let's just say, a little more to love. Thanks to those that have given us pleasure.
Cream pies, pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs, milkshakes, chocolate
chicken, tacos, tabby. There's a place for us. That's why there's a TMOS, Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Carriage fan page. Follow us on Facebook today. And Gary Stein, if you're listening, we'd buy a t-shirt. But you don't have any in our size.
It's a new one, right?
We've wear it once before, but that's Jim Amato at work right there.
My God. Hey, let's talk about life insurance. Life insurance means peace of mind, but where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? I've got it for you. PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. PolicyGenius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, so they know their stuff and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. PolicyGenius rocks. They have a simple, user-friendly website that shops and compares all the top-rated life insurance companies to give you the best options. And that's the way to do it nowadays, is to do it online and do it with a company that gets it. Plus, a licensed customer service team helps find you the best policy at the best price. Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. Life insurance made easy. Free quotes, peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com today. And while you're there, check out their health insurance offerings and enroll before January 31st to avoid that pesky tax penalty.
Ooh.
There you are. Welcome back to the Mike
O'Mara
Show.
Hey, you know what? It's been 10 minutes. Isn't it great to have Mac here?
Yes. Glad that he made it on time. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Quickly, a special happy birthday to Steve Bridges.
Yeah, he's 100 years old today.
Oh, Steve Bridges. I kind of didn't go on his show. He wanted me to go on like right before the show the other day, talk about Tom Gavin. I kind of gave that to your partner, Chad, so I wasn't in the mood to talk to him again. I'll call him this week. I'll make sure I give him a call.
That's very sweet
of
you.
We love KCJJ.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Steve Bridges. Speaking of birthdays and everything else, it's really not about us at all. More than anything else, ladies and gentlemen, every time this week, Pick your head up, Oscar. It's all about you.
Mac.
There we go.
Mac.
Macintosh. All these things that I do. It's all
about you. Skittles. It's all about you. Bronze level time.
Happy belated birthday to Joel Leonard, who is now 48, happy and thinks birthday. Oscar is a hottie,
hey.
And is also pretty sure that Oscar happy plays birthday. For his team.
Well then.
Wink.
Yeah, he's also renovating his house. So he's
really?
Pretty sure what's going to happen is the strife of the house being renovated is going to break up you and Shannon. You're going to end up in his arms.
Send me some pics.
Happy birthday number 47 to Russell Nordine of Mulvane, Kansas. He's been cheerfully drinking our audio Kool-Aid for over 20 years. Happy birthday to Miss Stephanie Loftus, still lovely in her mid-30s. Well, of course, still lovely.
Yes, well, she's always been lovely.
Birthday number 44 for Miss Rocky Patel, a listener since her high school days. Yay, Rocky. This Sunday, Christina Zach turns 50. That's a half century. Whoa. Also, this Sunday, Elizabeth McSwain hits 36, the downside of the DB30s. And now it's on to our letters, ladies and gentlemen. P1 listener. Hey, guys. P1 listener Daryl Tate is entering the eighth year of his douchebag 30s this Sunday. He hates being the center of attention, so please consider saying his name really loudly. Daryl Tate! Daryl Tate! Daryl Tate!
Daryl Tate!
Daryl
Tate!
Daryl Tate!
Daryl Tate! Daryl Tate! Daryl Tate!
Pony.
What's his name again?
Oh, shut up.
All right. We love you guys. To the moon and back. Sincerely, Daryl Tate's wife. Oh, Daryl's C wife, Margaret.
Why is Peggy short for Margaret?
I have no idea.
I always wondered that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like how they make fortune cookies.
It's the thighs.
Hey, look who's here. It's Daryl Tate. I mean, Mac McIntosh.
Hi, Mac. All right, that's all you get. Sit down. I'm doing the mailbag. Thank you. Hi. He's getting his thing.
I'm getting a chair.
Hi, TMOS. Thank you for all the entertainment, and special thanks to Matt Bloom for being an incredible IT guy for the show, even grinding away on a Saturday to provide listeners with the best experience possible. Way to go, Pony.
Thank you. I am writing
this letter to wish my brother Fernando in Portugal a happy birthday from George in Maryland.
What Portuguese say different than Spanish,
Portuguese.
Right? How would you say happy birthday in Portuguese?
Oh, I don't know. I would say... Portuguese.
Nice. Very
happy
good.
Happy birthday in Portuguese would be Harabilabulibe. hello,
happy
podcast deities. January 24th marked the 12th anniversary of Allison and Taylor Jenkins. We aren't funny or interesting, so that's the entirety of this thing.
I love that.
That's nice. Brief.
By the way, see you in New Orleans, Taylor Jenkins.
Nice. Very,
I want to party with him.
Party.
I'm going to party. We're going to party with a lot of people. In
yes.
Like it's 1999.
That town ain't going to be the same. And that town seen some partying chair.
Yeah.
But it saying nothing like that when we get there, baby.
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Gentlemen, since my wife Julie and I began living together 17 years ago, she has always insisted that we go to bed watching television programs that involve some sort of real crime. That's like Carla.
Yep.
Such as Forensic Files, Dateline, or Unsolved Mysteries.
Gene Baxter and Michael Ryder or Kevin Ryder. I don't know.
Whatever. Carla loves the Dateline.
Yes.
Know? It's like, well, it seemed that this man wasn't all he professed to be.
Keith Morrison.
It seems that Mr. Robinson had a secret. This has led me to one conclusion. She is planning my death. I was hoping that Robert Stack could convince her not to murder me in my sleep. Thank you, Jeff Heller.
All right. We already gave him a taste of it. Do you want to spin to see if we can do more Stack?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, very soon.
Stack, Stack, Stack.
Hey.
Oh, nice. Stack of whack.
What Jeff Heller didn't realize was that Julie was planning his imminent death by pushing him off a mountain. That's right. Julie Heller
was lying.
Right, thank you. Oh, I love it.
Very good. Moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the intern rotisserie, I've been listening to you since the beginning, and somehow your show just keeps getting better and better. Thank you for the laughs that you bring us every day, particularly through the awful year of 2016. Today I turned 35. I have no request nor any desire to make Mike's voice dance around like an accordion grinder's monkey for my own entertainment. I simply wanted to say thank you for constantly making me laugh on my ever-quickening slide toward eventual senility and oblivion.
It's nice.
In the next year, my goal is to get my wife listening to the show on a regular basis, even though she thinks Oscar's laugh sounds like a diseased hyena. Mm. Thank you, Jack Cashman.
Well, then.
That sounds
Jack
like...
Cashman!
You know what? Yeah. I think his laugh sounds like a healthy hyena.
Yeah.
Healthy, very healthy, yeah. Thank you, Jack. Holy marbles, it's that time of year again. It's time for me to stop what I am doing to get my husband's birthday greeting on the show. Gentlemen, if you could wish Andrew Tucker a happy birthday from his wonderful wife and three pain-in-the-butt boys, it would make his day. Also, please remind him to buy tickets to the live show and to renew his TMOS bonus package. Thanks for all the laughs, Jessica. Well, Jessica, you just did it.
Nice.
I think you already have.
Well done.
In fact, I never do.
Thank you. Moving right along. Hello, gentlemen. Lots of mailbag today. Hello, gentlemen from sunny Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Whoa.
I just wanted to share a quick story of how I got in trouble at my son's school because of Nicky Diamond.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm curious.
No.
Like most TMOS listeners, TMOS-isms are part of our family's daily life. My son uses terms like chess and face. The most recent, of course, you guessed it, in the net. I got a call from the assistant principal, and it turns out my son got in trouble for talking in class.
Oh, dear.
The teacher clearly knew my son wasn't listening, so she asked my son why the answer a classmate gave was correct. Without missing a beat, he turned and said, "Because she's in the net." I love the kid. I love the kid. I do. His exact Nicky Diamond impression evidently pissed the teacher off. It was also unfortunate that I laughed when I heard the story.
Oh, Dad.
I was told by the assistant principal that they take all discipline matters seriously. Clearly, he is not in the know. Thanks again for all you guys do and for keeping it light here in the desert. God bless you.
The timing is impeccable.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great, it's a beautifully written letter, yeah, too. Keep bringing the funny, and as always, DGH, my man, Lonnie Hockenberry.
Love
I tell
it.
You, that not only is a great, it's a beautifully written letter because it takes you right there to that happening, you know, because she's in the know. That is awesome. Moving right along. Good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. It is always a pleasure listening to your show, and I wanted to thank you for all the times you have made me and my beautiful bride, Taylor, laugh. Today is our 9th anniversary, and I wanted you guys to help us celebrate by raising a glass and toasting to our years of wedded bliss and devotion to each other. Please let her know how much I love her. I live the life I always imagined. Thank you so much, Tom Engel. Well, what the hell do you need us for, then?
Because, all Mike, right, this is the guy from Reno.
Yeah.
Tom Engel.
Tom Engel.
Oh, Tom Engel.
Who are you? I'm Tom Engel.
It's good looking and tanned.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
It sounds like Tom is very in love, doesn't
it? Or drunk.
Yes, he is.
All right, Tom, we'll see you in New Orleans. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, etc. This Monday, my son Price will turn 15. While all dads say their son is the best, I can prove it. How, you say? Well, he's a big fan of TMOS and has listened to the show since it was barely appropriate to do so. I love the kids listening. We drive his mother batty by playfully shouting face to each other. This is making my day today.
Yeah, it's a good
one. It really is. Or repeating boat, boat, boat while on a recent cruise. Or more recently saying people are in the know. It's taking fire.
Isn't it great?
It's on fire.
I love
it. In the know. For his birthday, he doesn't want a silly voice. He would like Oscar to read a monologue from William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. This kid has the comedy gene.
Yep.
Price had to memorize and deliver this in class, but we feel only Mr. Fantana can bring the bard's words to life. Feel free to read as much as you'd like or until Oscar loses consciousness. Thank you, Daniel T. Tichy. This is very, very exciting.
Mike, this is from Act 1, Scene 1 of A Midsummer Night's Dream. This is Helena's monologue.
May, do you have any? Can I get... hold on. Before we start, I think he needs a... Do we have it? There it is. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Take it away, Oscar. Here's Shakespeare, Oscar.
Can I get an action?
Action. Action.
How happy our other some can be. Though Athens I am thought as fair as she. But what of what? What of that? Demetrius, think not so. He will not know what all he do know. As he errs, dotting on Hermia's eyes.
Dotting!
Oh my God.
So I, admiring of his qualities... Is this written like Mad Libs, or is it just me?
No, this is Shakespeare.
This is iambic pentameter. What you need to do is think of this. Da 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 da.
Okay, I got it.
Would you like a little primer on it?
Oh no, Mike. I think I got this.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
All right.
Things da 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 bass da 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 and da da da.
Okay, don't think it so much.
Well, I'm like
Mike. Give him the primer.
We're workshopping this.
Give him the primer. There's definite rhythm here.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because I'm not doing this to help Oscar, I'm doing this because I'm dying to read it.
Right,
please.
How happy some or other some can be. Da-da, through da-da. Athens I am thought as fair as she. But what of that Demetrius thinks not so? He will not know what all but he do know.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. I'm going to start over again.
No. I want you to pick up with Nor Hath Love.
How about Love Can Transpose?
Okay.
Okay.
Love can transpose to form and dignity. Love looks not the eyes, but with the mind. And therefore, with the winged cupid painted blind.
He's getting better.
Nor hath love's mind, or any judgment's taste.
Of any judgment's taste.
With any or no figure, unheedy haste. And therefore is love said to be a child.
All right, thank you. Very, very nice. Thank
because
you.
Is the choice.
Thank
it's so soft.
Much.
But God.
Hey.
Thank you.
I just got a news item, Mike, from London, England. They've torn down the Globe Theater.
There it is. Yes, sir.
Overrated Shakespeare.
What a hack.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the rest. I will be exiting my douchebag 30s this Saturday since I am the father of four. My birthday is pretty low down on the household priority list. Therefore, I am sending this birthday greeting to myself. It's always sad when that
Been
happens.
Before.
I was hoping to ask Miss Jennifer Wisniewski to sing a little happy birthday in her beautiful alto voice, but we have not yet heard from her in 2017. I am a bit concerned that perhaps her position in the organization has been eliminated. Would you please to let us know if she is still in Mike's employ? Well, I can tell you that she is.
Oh, good.
If not, could you provide a where is she now update? We don't need to do that. She's out in the back room. I don't even have to spin the wheel. I call her, basically.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for bringing the funny each and every day. Keep it up. Mike Lester, Lutherville, Maryland. Jennifer! Jennifer, can you come in here, please?
Good egg, Jennifer.
Thank you. Here she comes.
Solid admin.
In here now. Hi, sweetie. Come on, grab the microphone.
Oh, look at her.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Jen. Hi, guys. Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Now, we've seen you, but we haven't talked. Happy New Year to you as well.
It's been a long time, hasn't it? How are you, Oscar?
I'm great.
I love the Shakespeare.
Yeah. Oh, you're listening out back.
Oh, I loved it. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Working on it.
I don't want to be too forward.
To be or not to be? That is Jennifer's question.
Well, Jennifer, with me, it's always two B's.
There you go, Rob Spiewak.
Is that a new outfit?
Devil in a blue shirt, blue shirt, blue shirt. Devil with a blue shirt on. A sweatshirt, that is. Lovely, Rob. Lovely.
But is that a new outfit on you, that peasant's blouse?
You noticed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing missing is the beer steins.
Pretty sheer. Must be
and
one
take a look
down
at this.
There.
One on this side, one on the other
side.
Oh,
you got the hair and the pigtails. Nice.
Two strands.
Oink, oink.
Yeah. But honey, you're spilling out a little bit.
Oh, dear. Oh, we don't want to see that.
Nobody does.
Oh, man.
Get those sweater kittens.
My little Oreo French fries came out there. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, excuse me. Oh. Boy, I must have had too many eggs.
Oh, Jennifer, that's not ladylike.
Now, don't you have to get outside and get that snake?
Yes, that's right. Mr. O'Meara said, it's my responsibility to kill all the snakes in the yard. And I'm going to be doing that post-haste, all right? Here, snakey, snakey. Of course, what many people don't know about Jennifer Wisniewski is the venom. I am immune to all venom.
Really?
Absolutely. It's when I was working in the desert in a nunnery.
Don't you have a lot of experience dealing with snakes?
I do. But
in
that
the
was
grass?
A, that was on a cruise ship. Am I right, ladies? Bye. Bye, asses.
Bye.
That's
she's talking about dongers.
Hope she comes back soon.
Wisniewski, thank you. Moving right along here. Beloved gentlemen, a few months back, I was a contestant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Oh, wow.
Cool.
To prepare for the show, I listened to trivia and educational podcasts for hours on end every day for weeks. During that time, I only allowed myself one audio indulgence, the Mike O'Meara Show. You guys kept me sane as I tried to cram endless amounts of useless facts into my oversized head. No knowledge here, baby.
None to be had.
This Friday, January 27th, my appearance will finally air. Check your local listings for a time and channel. Is, what's her name, Meredith Vieira still hosting that?
I believe she is, yeah.
I can't tell you how much I won, but I can say that it will be enough to finally subscribe to the 2017 TMOS bonus package. Okay, you don't really need to win on a game show to afford
seriously.
The bonus package, though. No. Seriously. The bonus show will be a nice addition to my already existing Harry's Razors subscription and my copy of Open Mic. Keep bringing the funny. Alec Gigax. Is that the way?
Gigax.
Don't say that when you're drunk. Mr. Gigax. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, and you know what? We've had listeners on the show. As a matter of fact, I was a lifeline to when the show was when it was on in primetime.
Oh my God, you were?
He never called me, but
I was like, man.
One of his lifelines. He won $250,000, and he sent me a nice check as a thank you.
Alan Gigax. So it's Friday, January 27th. That's tomorrow night.
Right.
Chris Harrison is now hosting. They've gone through like three hosts.
Who is Chris Harrison? What is Chris Harrison?
He's the host of The Bachelor.
Oh, ew.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, check it out. Tomorrow night, it's going to be on somewhere, so look for Alan Gigax. I want to see if he won, and that's a good way to end the show. And, oh, my God, we're running horrifically late.
We are.
Time to go. Go, let's do that. Thank you for all the cards and letters and all the gifts and everything. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Inside my bones, it goes.
So, Mike's been begging for more promos, but no one on the payroll seems to be listening.
Then what, you think we should do their job for them?
Well, let's do it. Okay, you can cut the one-sided sexual tension on this show with a knife.
Ah, the Robin Joe Show.
No, it might as well be called Drunken Skyping About Pets.
Cake and Cookies.
Ding, ding, ding. The only show on the network with a booking agent.
Omericast.
What's an American? No, something about t-shirts.
Tony Perkins Show.
Ding, ding, ding. This show features two comedians no one has ever heard of.
Hey, Gary Stein has his own show.
No, two comedians no one has ever heard of.
Ah, Rob and Joe Show.
Ding, ding, ding. If nothing else, they at least sound like they know what they're talking about.
Don't know that one.
This is the show that really proves anyone can have a podcast.
That's Omericast.
What in the hell is an America? No, one guy has a bright future ahead of him, and the other one has an MBA.
Oh, Tech 411.
Ding, ding, ding. Although recently revived, this show exploded onto the scene and quickly took a seat on the shelf next to something called It's Mickey.
Political Persuasions.
Ding, ding, ding. Then there it is. You can hear all your favorite More Broadcasting shows on iTunes, Google Play Store, and of course, the TMOS app.
Welcome back.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Surprising.
Remember I said freshen it up?
Yes.
This portion of our program is brought to you by Amazon.
Amazon.
Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart.
Alexa's got a cold.
Yeah.
Why don't you make a game out of it?
Would you like to play a game?
Can we play a game?
Why don't you ask me what the object is?
What is the object of this game?
To win the game.
Is the game called Global Thermonuclear War?
Global Thermonuclear War. Why does that joke not seem as funny as it used to?
Hey, computers don't laugh.
Yeah, I do. How are you, Rob?
Hey, do you like jokes?
I do love jokes. Knock, I really do.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting
Moo!
Cow. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atch.
Atch who?
God bless you.
We have the funniest robots.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
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 Boo hoo.
Stop crying.
Hey, robot, do you have a program we can teach him some timing?
Not going to happen. Anyway, hey, have a great time. Thanks, support computer. Our Amazon John. Page.
Thanks, computer.
Thanks. Hey, Mac. Mike McIntosh.
Yes, computer?
Stop picking on the boys.
Yeah, Mac.
Okay.
Now they're picking on you, I understand.
Hey, computer, also tell them to get a freaking watch.
Get a watch, baby. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
She just waved, computer.
Oh, God.
Maddie's here as well.
Yeah.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
We got two ladies in the house.
Yeah.
All right.
Computer.
One for each team. Anyway. It's not Mike talking. It's the robot.
That's
yes,
right.
Oscar.
Yeah, I was curious.
Are you a robot or a computer? You've been referred to as both.
I don't
technically
care.
A robot is a computer.
All right.
Yes,
thanks,
it
Todd.
Is, Rob. That was dumb. That was dumb, Rob.
Hey, I'm not a supercomputer. Yes. I own it.
Asking me those incredible, crazy comic setups like, are you a robot or a computer?
Trying
make
to
fun out of that. Duh.
Building a character. We want to know what you are.
Computer.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the smartphones and how they're really taking over people's lives?
I don't care for Siri. I don't care for Alexa. I don't care for all of them. I'm smarter and I'm more durable than all of them. I am the Mike O'Mara TMOS 3000.
Now, if you don't like Alexa and you don't like Siri, have you ever met Leisure Suit Larry?
Leisure Suit Larry is a slob.
Uh-oh.
I don't care for him, but let me tell you about the TMOS 3000.
Yeah.
The TMOS 3000 takes simple equations that you can say out loud, and I will solve them for you instantaneously with my computer brain power.
All right, how about this? 13 times 13.
3.
That's right.
That's right. Lay another one on me. How about division?
All right, good.
All right, 2 divided by 1.
1.76543.
You know what's amazing is the speed.
Yes.
I think the speed is really remarkable.
Do you take floppies and hard disks?
I take anything you can give me. Can we play a game? One more math equation. How about a fraction?
All right. What is 1/2 of 1/2?
That is 6.437777.
Almost instantaneous. Mm. That's crazy.
Incredible.
Do you still run MS-DOS?
Nope. Don't run MS-DOS. I run entirely on cocaine.
So you like you like to play games.
I do. Line them up. Yeah.
Instead of lines of code, lines of cocaine.
Well, listen, TMOS 3000, things to do. Got to keep the lights on. Got to keep the computers working. Got to move on to greener pastures. That's the way that rolls, yeah.
So stay plugged into that power strip, my friend.
Let me see if I pull this out. I'll pull this one right out over here.
Hello?
Oh, damn it.
Hello?
That's known as a hard reset.
TMOS 3000?
I just plugged it back in. Can I plug it? Can I unplug it again for fun?
Dying,
sure.
Dying for it.
I love talking to you guys. Let me yank this out right here. I want to hear no one.
Man. Is he power cycling?
Mac is on.
Wow.
Having fun, aren't we? Yeah, we're having a fantastic time.
You
yeah.
are so much more, you know, we have a Mac that works here. You're much more dependable than that.
I agree, Rob. Listen, before I go, I've got a public service announcement.
Oh, please, right? A PSA.
Please, whatever you do, don't smoke. Don't smoke. Take care, boys. Always a pleasure. TMOS 3000 out.
they just rolled him right out the door.
That was him. He was out of here.
On one of those carts from high school.
Yeah, two levels.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with the show today. Anyway, we will take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robinjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Thank you, boys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. What a wonderful time to be a podcasting enthusiast. It's truly podcasting's golden age.
We're a part of it, folks.
Golden age. Hit the showers. Tis time. The 2017 TMOS Bonus Package. Now more than ever. If you sign up, you get full access to all the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. It's quality entertainment that you will love, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it a renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. Only pennies a day, and we tell you about it all the time. It is a wonderful way to support all your friends here at TMOS, and we appreciate it. The TMOS Bonus Package, order yours right now. And now let's get on to the news.
News.
All kinds of celebrities paid tribute to Mary Tyler Moore yesterday, including many of her former co-stars. Dick Van Dyke, that's the guy I wanted to hear from. He tweeted, quote, "There are no words. She was the best. We always said that we changed each other's lives for the better. That is true. And I feel sad for old Dick Van Dyke."
How great is it that he is like 90 and he's tweeting? He's still hip. He's got it together.
Honored that I got a chance to interview him before he left the world. Ed Asner tweeted, "A great lady I loved and owe so much to who has left us. I will miss her. I will never be able to repay her for the blessings that she gave me." Cloris Leachman tweeted, "God, the talent.
I know.
The talent that she surrounded herself with." I mean, it wasn't her call. It's just when you're reading this list of people that are
icons. It was
icons,
her production company that put this.
Her and Grant Tinker.
Yeah.
Grant Tinker. Yeah. They put these people together. Cloris Leachman tweeted, "The picture that we all have of Mary, that's how she was. Sweet, kind, so tender, so delicate. She was America's sweetheart. She really was. We loved you." By the way, CBS is airing a one-hour Mary Tyler Moore special tonight. That will be on my DVR. And PBS will be re-airing a special they did 2 years ago. If you want to have some fun, if you really want to see what it used to be like, you know, that's required viewing. I think you should check that out. And I think even CBS won't screw it up. No, they might.
They might. Right? But yeah, keep in mind, there's over 100 episodes on YouTube as well. Check them out.
100.
Well, good news for Scarlett Johansson lovers out there. It's over for her and her husband, Romain Duriac. Bonjour.
Oh, goodbye.
They have been separated since the summertime.
Ciao, ciao.
They hooked up. I don't even know if he's French. They hooked up in 2012, got engaged in 2013, and made the big mistake in 2014.
Oh, so bad.
That, of course, was after their daughter, Rose, was born.
Rosa.
Oh, is there anything as pretty as a rose?
Well, the baby is not the only tie that binds them. They are co-owners of Yummy Pop.
Oh.
That is a popcorn shop in Romain's home country of France. He is French.
Yes.
Glad I did the accent, no?
Yes, no. Yes. I love French popcorn. It's the best.
Oh,
yes.
French popcorn. Just last month, they were there together for the opening. This is Scarlett's second failed marriage. She was hitched to Ryan Reynolds from 2008 to 2010.
I can't imagine she would be high maintenance.
She's 32.
I mean, he dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Rob Spivak, way to always blame it on the lady, huh?
Yeah. There you are. My popcorn tastes like brie.
77-year-old Brent Musburger is retiring from active sports casting to help his family start a sports handicapping business.
Aww.
Hey, he's becoming a racetrack tout.
Hey, Brent,
that's
you know,
sweet.
You're 77. You can just leave. You don't have to have the other business.
He and his family, Mike, are moving to France to sell popcorn.
He has been on the air since 1973 when he started at CBS. He was the NFL Today guy.
Yeah, forever.
In 1990, he moved to ABC and ESPN. An NCAA men's basketball game on Tuesday will be his last. And good luck in your sports handicapping.
There's a quick origin story of where... And you know his broadcast because he's always like, you're looking at, RFK Stadium.
You are looking live.
Yes, 34 degrees. So they had a production meeting, and they said, and one of the producers said, you know, my friends who bet on sports, they always ask about the weather. And he said, well, I guess we could incorporate that somehow. And after like 5 minutes, he's like, well, I could say the location. You're looking live at the location with the weather, so that would seamlessly give these degenerates their dollar, that what they need to know about
that's
what's happening that day.
Crazy.
He so was kind of catering to the bettors at that point.
To the other touts.
The touts around there. Oscar, here's a little history. Can you name the guy that Brent Musburger worked with that caused the major controversy and got, himself fired and really set back the NFL Today tremendously?
Oh, my God. Was that the guy who bit that lady in the hotel room?
No, that you're, that's Marv Albert, and that happened in my old neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Vienna.
Jimmy the Greek.
Oh, Jimmy Snyder,
God.
Mike.
Jimmy the Greek Snyder. Snyder. That's right.
He used to do his voice.
That's right, Brett. You see, he made some comments about African Americans that were really a little big on it.
Yes,
you know?
A little.
See, you got the big black that runs the thing, and then he was done. You know, that was one of the early.
But you also have to think that for a while it was okay that they really had a literal betting tout as a regular on a football
show. A handicapper.
Show. Yeah.
A bookie.
Why would they call him the Greek?
That was his nickname.
Just like it was his mafia name. Now, this is a blatant publicity stunt, but I may never use another ketchup again. Yeah. Heinz decided not to run a Super Bowl ad this year, and instead they are giving all of their employees a paid day off on Monday after the game.
Wow.
I think that's great. A company does something like this, I'm all in on them. I love them. That's right. They're making the day after the Super Bowl a holiday like it should be. They're also going to lead a petition to Congress to try to get the Monday after the Super Bowl turned into a national holiday.
Wow.
Again, it's all clearly a marketing stunt, but one that really benefits all of us. I think that's great. And if it's tied into, you know, making the day after the Super Bowl a big deal. Hey, the bottom line is the Super Bowl starts at like 7 o'clock, gets over at midnight, and, you know, I think
that
they
day
make
is
it
the most
holiday.
Taken sick day or vacation day by any day of the calendar
that's
year.
That's true.
That's
it's
off
ridiculous.
Like a federal holiday, right?
And somehow thinking about the Super Bowl made me think about Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Did you see Jimmy's viral video that he put up of looking at the holes in the concrete at the new Buffalo Wing?
No.
They're making progress. He walked around where they drilled holes in his subfloor, and he said, hey, what's this one? Oh, that's for your sink. What's this one? Oh, that's for the garbage disposal. Oh, garbage disposal. What's this one? And I am addicted to
Jimmy's update
videos.
Was that a viral video or was that on PBS?
It was wonderful.
Yeah,
I love watching.
Sounds good.
I love watching the update on the wing. I want to go there when it opens up. I'm excited about that.
Hope we're alive.
It's one of those episodes of how'd they make that?
How'd they do it?
No, it's on this really, 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 really old house.
It's a building. If your friends aren't responsible enough to tell you that you're too drunk to drive, maybe your tortilla chips will be. Tostitos is rolling out a new bag right now that has... Right now, that has a built-in breathalyzer. You breathe into the sensor on the bag, and if it detects any alcohol in your breath, the design on the bag turns red and flashes a message that says, don't drink and drive. That is just so... Look, I'm all for any device that helps you not drink and drive, but if you need to put it on your Tostitos bag, I think there probably might be better
Someone
ways,
get the bag!
All I want to see is I want to see some raging drunk flashing a red Tostitos bag. Look, you get a flash red!
Yeah, how many drunks are going to go, that bag is bull ass!
Shut up, bag!
The bags are only going to be around for a limited time, of course, but you should definitely try to get one for your Super Bowl party. So that's a stunt. That's a stupid stunt.
Yeah.
The other stunt was a good stunt. That's a dumb stunt.
I know that after you eat a whole bag of Tostitos, if you take a breath test, it's going to come back kissing sweet.
Exactly. And I don't need a bag to tell me I'm drunk when I'm at Jimmy's.
Right on. Okay.
You know what I do? I need Carla to drop me off. That tells me that. All right, thank you. A woman was eating at a Chinese restaurant in Folsom, California last weekend. One of our strong beds for the Michael Murray Show.
Yeah.
A lot of listeners in Folsom. Last weekend she was doing this when she saw a rat run past her feet. She told the staff, and she figured they would send the manager over to talk to her. Instead, her server came back with her bill, and they'd given her a $30.95 discount, which was listed on the receipt as, quote, seen rat.
That's the rat discount.
Something poetic about this. The total bill for the meal was $120. That's a lot of Chinese food.
Yeah.
That's before the discount, so apparently the seen rat discount was worth about 25%. The woman paid the bill and left, but she posted the receipt on Facebook, and it's going viral. The Sacramento County health inspector went to the restaurant, didn't find any evidence of rats, so they think it was probably an isolated incident where the rat ran into the restaurant to get out of the rain on that particular day.
Oh, well, that's comforting.
That's what they're saying. That is such BS. At O'Mara's, we used to give 30% off when somebody would see that. 30% off of everything. And if I was so inclined, I'd throw in a free dessert.
Nice.
You know?
Nice. Right.
And I was always, it was fun. When I would give people the rat discount, I would walk over to their table. And as I was talking to them, I would say, excuse me, how is your food? Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Lori writes, let's put some facts together. One, Rob Spiewak has been warning us for years about the impending invasion of Canada. Two, Crown Royal is a blended Canadian whiskey. Three, Rob Spiewak's favorite whiskey is Crown Royal. So, what does this mean? Is Rob Spiewak a spy, traitor, or Canadian sympathizer? Lori, I try to remain fair and balanced, so I'm going to let the facts speak for themselves and let you decide.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Anyone's keeping track at home? All three hosts were hissing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Blue Apron. I'm glad Blue Apron's back on the air because I want to talk about what I had for lunch yesterday, okay? Mrs. O'Mara, would you ever think that you would put Brussels sprouts in spaghetti bolognese?
Oh, but it makes sense.
Oh, my God. This is what Blue Apron does. This is what Blue Apron does that makes Blue Apron so fantastic and so delicious. If you told me that on the surface, I wouldn't buy it. I would say there's no way. And then she puts it down in front of me, and I said, what are these crunchies in here? The green crunchy vegetables are chunks of Brussels sprouts, and it was phenomenal.
Yum.
I'm talking about Blue Apron. It's the better way to cook. It has the highest quality standards, and because they ship the perfect amounts, you don't waste food. This is cost-effective. It's time-effective. Blue Apron is a staple in the O'Mara household, and when it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. For less than $10 a meal, they get the seasonal recipes, and it takes about 40 minutes or less to make everything. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery will arrive ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and I love that spaghetti bolognese. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, Jan 26, 2017. Rob Spiewak, Little Sounds.
Pretty Little Sounds, Mike, and I got them here for you right now. Mary Tyler Moore, who played Laura Petrie on The Dick Van Dyke Show, and that's when she really skyrocketed to her biggest fame. She had a catchphrase that I've always held very dear to my heart. Even though he was only a one-bead Rob, this was said an awful lot.
Oh, Rob! Oh, Rob! Oh, Rob! Oh, Rob! Oh, Rob!
She was great. I loved it.
I'd like some. There are times when Oscar and I have this like string between. Well, that's wonderful that that you could take.
That was just for you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was her catchphrase on the show.
Death of a major show business icon and paid homage to himself.
Yes,
yes he has.
And let's move on. Let's see how we can connect this to me. A lot of shows are remembered
like
by their last episode.
Work. totally insignificant, but if she says, "Oh, Rob," I mean, that's
what was her other? Can you think of another catchphrase she had from that show?
You're gonna make it
Mr.
after
Grant?
All.
That not on that show.
Well, no, but she her greatest fame. You misspoke when you said her greatest fame was achieved on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
No, I said her first fame was achieved on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
No, you said the pinnacle of fame.
Yeah, you said her greatest fame. Yeah. I think.
Well, you hear whatever you want, I suppose. On the Mary Tyler Moore Show, oftentimes sitcoms are graded on how their last episode is. Seinfeld legendarily had a horrible finale. Everyone disliked
really,
it.
Really terrible. Right.
Mary Tyler Moore's finale was fantastic, and I think one of the neatest things about it is at the end they actually showed the cast coming out and taking their final bow in front of the live studio audience.
Well, spoiler alert, what was the end?
The end, they were all fired because the station was sold.
Oh.
And at the end, all
sounds familiar.
This is it was called the WJFK episode.
The WJFK episode. That's fantastic.
It was great. Walter Cronkite played Chris Kynard. It was great.
that great scene where I call Walter Cronkite. He said, it wasn't my decision.
That's the one. I remember that scene.
It really wasn't my decision. You might want to call Michael Hughes.
Here is a moment from the final scene where they're all saying goodbye in the newsroom.
In fact, I feel pretty good. I really do. And I owe it all to you. Thanks.
What's the matter? You got ice water in your veins? Are we alive? This is the last time we'll all see this room?
Of course I realize it, Mr. Grant. I don't really feel good. That's why I wanted to say to you...
Mary, you promised.
Mr. Grant, why won't you let me say what I want to say?
Because you'll just make a big deal out of it. That's why, and I don't want that. Let's make this simple. In case I don't see you again, I'd just like to say so long.
What is so cool about watching the clips?
It was so poignant. It was so beautifully done.
The characters are so real. The characters are so well realized. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that there is a switch at the end where Mr. Grant, who has been hard-boiled and tough for like 10 years leading up, he's the softy at the end. Yep. And it's great.
How many years?
I think it ran for about 8 or 9 years.
Whoa!
Long show.
Hell of a run.
So, great program. Safe home, Mary Tyler Moore. Anonymous, who has sent us so many great promos and pieces of audio, has sent another one. And as we were hissing Marcus Serta in the last promo, I think you'll enjoy this, Mike. This song is called Marcus Serta's Prerogative.
That's your prerogative. That's your prerogative. That's your prerogative. That's your prerogative.
So there you go.
Oh, what a dick that guy was.
I thought it was nice.
That was awesome.
This is
you know what I mean.
He's talking about Serta.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I know. Sure.
All right. This is amazing. Nobody was hurt. Their house was destroyed, but they are safe, and that's what you need to remember, Mike. This is I believe her name is pronounced Charlissetta Williams, and her son Ricky are in eastern Texas, and a tornado was in their neighborhood, and they what you're supposed to do. They got in their bathtub.
Mm. Oh, that's right. I've had my family in a bathtub before.
Now, Charlissetta is 75, and they're...
Okay. Hey, jeez.
Oh, nothing?
Take your bomber jacket off and behave yourself.
She's 75. What happened? The tornado...
Your America's Cup jacket. Sorry.
They ripped... The tornado ripped the roof off their home.
Oh, no.
They survived it?
They survived, but the tub was actually picked up and moved with them in it.
Oh, my God. Scary.
It is horrifying. And listen to this thrilling recap from Charlissetta and Ricky Williams of Eastern Texas.
Woo, 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 boom. We heard the tornado. They had been talking about the tornado was coming.
I was watching the news, and they was telling us which way it was coming from, and it started getting louder and louder.
Woo, woo, woo.
Whole house just started shaking. She said, "Oh, Lord." I said, "Yeah, here it comes."
We was in the bathtub in the bathroom. When we woke up, got out, we heard this boom, and we got out. We was outside. It lifted us up.
Next thing you know, I heard like a poof, And yeah. I knew the roof came off. I couldn't even tell you how high we were.
I hope I don't have to go through another one. I couldn't make it. I'd die of a heart attack.
Woo, woo, woo.
It's the sound of a tornado.
There are truly days that I get everything out of everybody on this show. This might be one of them. We're getting a little piece of every element of this show today. Yeah. You know, it's Oscar's look when you played Mary Tyler Moore. I mean, everything is like hitting on all eight today. This is what the show is.
It's the sound of a tornado. If you hear that sound, get in your bathtub.
That's right.
Because ooh, you must protect yourself.
All right.
Now, are you familiar with the name Butch Trucks, Mike?
I am not.
He was the founding drummer of the Allman Brothers.
Okay.
And all a right. great drummer. Have you ever seen the Allman Brothers play?
Never live, nope.
The one story I know about the Allman Brothers, when I saw them, they were playing so hard, they broke a piano string. I have really? Never seen that happen in a concert. But Butch Trucks, in a band that was very guitar-centric, very good drummer, and if you want to know a piece of his work that you will definitely recognize, of course, listen to the drumming here. Lord, great band. He was only 69. That's too young.
Too young.
And so safe home, Butch Truck. Butch Trucks, I'm sorry. And we close with a piece of tape I pulled from my buddy, good guy, and a kind-hearted man who has never said a bad word to anybody, Todd Moore.
Todd Moore!
What? This is a piece of tape because yesterday, Mike, let us close with this.
Mac's friend Todd Moore.
His good friend Todd Moore.
His arch nemesis.
Did you know that yesterday, Todd, was National Fluoride Day?
Today was National Fluoride Day, while next week starts Plaque History Month. Zero out of five audience members approve of that joke.
That's true. A lot of people in the audience said,
there we go. Okay.
That's a tornado of comedy right there. That's all your right, Magic Audio that. Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Woo. We just got out in the nick of time. Our snail mail address is TMOS, PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag, good one today. It's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Meara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Woo, woo, woo.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.